inflation of our distribution system just continues, particularly around Wheeler Ridge and Highway 158 and 1179 area there. We'll continue working through the night. We've had all of our crews, as well as contractor crews, and they're helping. We lost a lot of poles, had a lot of our wire on the ground, a lot of transformers torn up. So just in a small area, there was just a lot of damage caused by the tornado.
Anything quantified yet on the number of structures and transformers and mileage of lines taken out by this thing?
No, you know, it'll take us really a while. You know, right now we're just in there fixing it. Later on we'll look at all the material we had to check out to replace everything, and then we'll be able to account for it all. We did have, over 3,000 customers out initially. We're down to about 2,200 customers out, which is still a lot of customers.
But that number going to go down in a hurry once the major things are replaced?
Yes, once we can get the feeders back up, that's going to be the major thing. We did have some transmission line that was affected that we're doing work on. And then there's just a lot of outages scattered all throughout our service area out in the county, or a couple of counties, a lot of those are inaccessible due to road flooding, and we just can't get to them until the water goes down. So, unfortunately, a lot of our customers are going to be out overnight. We do feel for them, and we're working as hard as we can, but we have to keep our crews safe as we do this restoration project. It was just a bad storm.
That was going to be my last thought is about the flooded roads and the access issues that y'all have been encountering and will continue to encounter for a while.
Yes, we have tried to keep our folks safe all day, but the water has continued to rise, and there are just a whole lot of roads that can't be traveled right now. And of course, we're losing daylight now, so unfortunately, there are going to be a lot of folks that are out overnight, but we'll continue working diligently to get everybody back online as fastly and soon as we can.
Anything else need to share with listeners at this point other than please practice patience?
I would just ask everybody to continue their patience. We've got some great customers going on our Facebook page and giving us a lot of support, and we appreciate that. Stay away from any kind of downlines you see far, far away, and please report anything that you do see. The emergency operations is open with the city, and anybody can contact them and report any dangers that they see. And we'll just continue working until we get everybody back online.